Blog Talk Radio.
Essentials needed to succeed? That is a great question. I know you're thinking that very thing. Coach Adams, that's a great question on a Motivational Monday, and yes, it absolutely is. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Do you have the essentials needed to succeed?
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, Master Motivator, Empowerment Coach, and oh, how I love Mondays. You know, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, which I absolutely love, bringing insight and empowerment that will support you on your journey to win. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what are shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insights on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming. Assuming time permits, I will open the lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's topic. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your notepads, your tablets, your desktops, laptops, smartphones with your notes, pens, and all of that to take the richness that is going to be shared and grab those nuggets and jewels that are being brought to the boardroom, especially for you today, I want to encourage you to do so. And before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Want to encourage you, go old school. Send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get the point of what we're asking is that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach because we can't do it without Y-O-U. You know, if you missed last week's installment, last week we were in our health and wellness series, our Wellness Monday with the Global Wellness Coders, our partners who join us on Wellness Mondays, and we had such a rich conversation. And I want you to know that if you missed it, the archives are available for you. You definitely want to go back and take a listen in and get some of the nuggets and jewels that were shared on last week because health is our greatest wealth. And if you're struggling in any area, mind, body, and soul, we shared some richness that would support you on your journey. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And we're getting some success essentials today. You know, one of the things that I have grown to know to be true is that this journey to success is a process. And it is a process that requires that we are constantly evaluating our steps along the way. I know for me, I'm constantly looking at where can I improve? Do I have the essentials needed for the next level of success that I desire as I continue my journey of purpose? And so when I was thinking about where we should go, this midway point, this halfway point of the year, I wanted to reevaluate our essentials for success to ensure that without question you're in a strong position and or you're positioning yourself to be in a stronger position as you approach this final half of this year. You know, it's amazing how quickly time flies, and if you're not careful, you'll look up and the year will be gone and you will not have accomplished what you set out to accomplish. So you have to constantly be allowing yourself to reevaluate, allowing yourself to recalibrate, allowing yourself to step back and evaluate from different points of view where you need to shift, where you need to tweak so that you can maintain a freshness on your journey. Because as I stated, the journey to success is a process. You know, one of the things that I've been processing recently, and I have this lesson learned in my leadership capacity with my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program, and had gotten comfortable in a past state system. And I realized that as I was evaluating and sharing a reflection with my mentor, a lesson learned is that we should never grow comfortable in the systems that worked in the past, that we have to constantly be evolving and growing. And so that's why I thought it was so important, because of my own lesson learned on my journey, and I'm constantly in process, that it was so important for us to recalibrate where we are and examine, do I have the essentials that are needed for success? And, of course, when you're thinking about essentials, you're thinking about what is absolutely necessary for my journey. Do I have in place what is necessary on my journey? And so I want to give you 8 thoughts to process around, 8 areas to evaluate continuously. You may add more to this. You may disagree. You may agree. You may say, wow, that was such a great richness. You may say, you don't have to evaluate that regularly. You may have a difference in opinion. And I love that. And if you do, when we open the phone lines up, I want to hear from you. Why? Because it is so important to hear different points of view. I'm sharing with you what I've grown to know to be true, what I have evaluated on my journey, standing at the journey to success as a process. And I'm simply sharing the thought processes with you. So as we dig into the areas of focus on today, I want to challenge you to really look at, again, we're halfway through this year, and it's so important, if you're not evaluating where you are from moment to moment, you know, one of the things that it's easy to do, and I have to say I have been guilty of it, getting comfortable of the successes of the past, getting comfortable in what I've accomplished in the past, getting comfortable in what worked in the past, and not constantly evaluating and tweaking and shifting, what do I need to do in this now season? What's required of me in this now moment? And so as I am still in process on my journey, you know that I, as a coach, like to bring thoughts, and I'm gleaning myself personally, growing in, that I'm seeing my clients grow in my coaching practice, so that together, ultimately, we're getting greater results. And that is truly my desire, not only for myself as a leader, but for you on your journey. I want to see you win. I really do. I want to see you work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. I love it when I have my clients share with me and say, wow, Coach Adams, because of the support that you have given me on my journey, I can say that I'm closing the gap. I can say that I've achieved this and that, and I can look back and reflect on my journey with great satisfaction to know that I may not be where I want to be ultimately, but I am grateful that I am not where I used to be. And so when we're looking at the essentials required for success, one of the essentials that we cannot get away from, and you may be saying, Coach Adams, wow, with this one, you're like hitting a horse constantly. You're hitting this one constantly, and that is vision. Our vision must be clear. We must have a clear focus. Our trajectory must be clear. We must always know where are we going on our journey. Because if we don't know where we're going on our journey, we will easily be pulled and tossed to and fro. If you don't have a clear vision for your life, for your journey, where you're going, and for me, that clear vision comes from God. For those of you who are regular listeners, you know that I am a believer, and So my roadmap is the Word of God. That's my anchor. I don't know what your anchor is, but I'm sharing with you what I know to be true on my journey. And so God is the giver of the vision. And if we don't take the time to gain the clarity that we need on our trajectory, our focus, and identify what is my target, we're simply moving aimlessly on the journey. And that's why vision is essential for the journey. Wherever you are, you need to know what is the gap that I'm fighting to close. Where am I currently and where am I desiring to go? Because vision gives you the clarity that you need. And I have grown to know that it's beyond you. It's beyond me. It's a higher level of purpose. What is that higher level of purpose, that higher reason for what you were created for? If you are clear on your vision, are you taking the time to constantly refocus and hone in and reshift in those areas where you need to reshift in, that you're continuing to make sure that your vision is clear before you, that your focus is clear before you, that you're identifying your target, and that you're constantly moving in the direction of whatever the goal or goals are that you desire. And I often will recommend that you focus on a goal at a time. Master that one area. Don't be a jack of all trades and a master of none. Now, there may be times where the different areas connect one to another and they complement each other, but there's still a central focus. There is a central vision on the journey. So be clear on what that looks like, because vision and having the clarity of that is essential. And this clarity starts from the inside out. It doesn't start from seeing things on the outside and then figuring it out. You have to spend the time focusing on the inside. Like I said, if you're not clear in your vision, people will keep you busy with their vision because they're clear. And you can't get mad at them because they're clear and you don't know what yours is. You simply have to take the time to get clear, because I am a firm believer that although our purpose in life that God has created us for, and I believe that God has created each and every one of us for a specific purpose, that actually everything here on the earth has a purpose. And those of you that are regular listeners, you've heard me say this on more than one occasion, because this is my truth, that each and every one of us, we've been created for a specific reason, a specific purpose. And when we get clear on that, we navigate on the journey differently. And when you're clear on that, you can now know what you say yes to, what you say no to, because you reconnect it with, does this connect with my assignment? And although there are times where our assignment and who God has created us to be may connect with another's vision, there is still a purpose that God has for each and every one of our lives. And if we do not fulfill that purpose, because each of us, we're accountable for doing the assignment that we've been created for, whatever that may look like. And at times, there's an interlocking that your purpose supports someone else's purpose. For example, as a coach, my assignment connects with the assignment of my client in assisting them in unearthing and unlocking that code of purpose and supporting them with getting clear on that. But that's a part of who I am on the journey for a season in their lives, whatever that may be. There is an interlocking. There is a connecting at different stages. When we have mentors in our lives, when we are supporting others as a mentor, because one of the things that I often say that we should be in a position in the middle, someone is helping to sharpen our skill, mentoring us, and we are supporting and mentoring others, iron sharpening iron, that you shouldn't just be receiving and not giving back, but you should be receiving and supporting someone else on their journey. So there's often an interlocking of visions. But ultimately, the success essential is that you must have vision. There must be clarity on the journey. The next is that we have to set our intentions. You have to set your intentions. Know what your intentions are. Once you're clear on your vision, as we recalibrate this midway through the year and look at what is essential, what are the essentials, what's necessary, as we progress on this journey of success that is a process, what's essential? Vision is essential. Setting your intentions is essential. That every day you should know what the day looks like. That day flows into the week. The week flows into the month. The months flow into quarters. The quarters flow into years. And so it's important to understand what are your intentions with each day. Intentions speak to having a plan for your day. Having a plan for your day, not just moving and navigating haphazardly on your journey, but having a clear plan. Now, I'm often asked in my coaching practice, Coach Adams, what system do you use? And I use a combination of systems. But I often tell people, you have to utilize the system for setting your plan, your schedule, in a way in which supports you. I think of a very defining moment for one of my clients that I had, that we were talking about this very subject, setting intentions, and she was growing in outlining her day, getting clear on what that looked like, and having a plan for each day, creating strategies and her to-do list and so on and so forth, so that she could now begin to see the execution of the actions associated with closing the gap of where she was and where she wanted to go. And so we talked about that, and she was getting into that rhythm of outlining her schedule regularly. But then I noticed a pattern was happening, that although she was outlining her schedule, she was having a breakdown in her system, that she was creating this plan, but she wasn't following through on the plan. And so I said to her, I said, what's happening? She had purchased this beautiful day planner, and she, you know, invested a nice amount of money in a great system and all of that. And so I knew that she was really fighting to have clear intentions, that she was fighting to have a daily strategy and a weekly strategy. We were working on that in our one-on-one coaching partnership every week. And so I knew that she was really committed to this. And I saw a pattern happening that although she was taking the time to do it, it wasn't getting done. And one of the things that we realized was that she was trying to force a system that she thought she should use, and that was a planner. You see, what she realized is we started to evaluate when this, I noticed that this was a trend for her, and trying to examine why there was a breakdown, we realized that she wasn't carrying her planner with her all the time, that it wasn't realistic. The size wasn't realistic. Although she had invested all this money, it wasn't practical for the movement of her day and how she moved each day. And so I asked her a question. And again, we're talking about setting your intentions. And a part of that is having a clear plan for your day. But I'm talking now about a specific system that serves you, not a system that you feel you should use because that's what others have stated. That's why I said whatever's going to work for you, not for others. I use a combination of systems. Some use complete electronic systems. Some want to have it written down. Whatever it is, you have to have a system for you. And so what we realized, and I asked her, well, what do you have with you all the time? And she said, my phone. It's rare that I don't have my phone with me. And I said, well, why aren't we using your phone as your system for your intentions? And she said, well, I just thought I should have the planner, and, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. Notice she said you're supposed to do. And I said, no. You have to have a system that's going to work for you, not what you're supposed to do. And that's why I wanted to spend a moment here, because I've seen this on more than one occasion, that individuals are trying to put themselves into what they feel they're supposed to do. I'm supposed to have a planner. No, you should have a system. You should have a plan, but you don't have to utilize a specific system. Outline a system that works for you. I use, again, a combination. Why? Because it works for me. Certain things, I want to see it written down. I want to be able to look at my month at a glance. I need to be able to kind of scan and see, what do I have going on? But then electronically, there are certain aspects that I utilize with my electronics, that certain appointments are in my calendar on my phone. It's notifying me, and so on and so forth. So whatever is going to support you, don't miss the point. And the point is that you have to set your intentions daily, weekly. You have to get clear on what does that look like. And you have to utilize a system or systems that are going to serve you. And so I often recommend to my clients that first, kind of see what you feel may work. Try different things until you get to the thing or the things combined that really serve you. You know, one of my dear associates, affectionately known as the Tech Queen, you're not going to see her writing stuff in a daily planner because she's a tech queen. She uses electronic, you know, everything is electronical. Everything is going to be in a smart system because that's her way of processing. Where me, I got to have certain things written down. Too much in electronics, I need to be able to see it differently. And that's why I want you to know that this intention is about your plan. Don't miss the point. A system that works for you, but the point of the matter is having a plan. So when we're looking at the essentials for success, number one is vision. You have to have a clear vision. You have to identify your target. Be clear on what your focus and your goal is. Know that specifically. It can't be a mystery. It has to be clear. You may have to tweak it along the way. You may have to refine it along the way. But you have to have a clear vision. You may have to pivot along the way, but you have to have clear vision. When you pivot, a pivot is not moving from the ultimate goal, the vision. It's the strategy that may shift, and that's where our intentions come in, that we have to set intentions. We have to be very intentional every day. How am I going to close this gap? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, but I'm in a full-time corporate position. You don't understand. You don't get it. Yes, I do. I haven't always been an entrepreneur, and when I'm consulting, I'm back in a corporate setting. It's a different level because I am, quote-unquote, still the entrepreneur, but I'm now accountable for a specific period of time because of that contract. And so I get it. I know that it's a struggle, and I'm not saying that it's easy, but you have to determine how committed are you to your vision. How much do you want what you desire? How much do you want it? And will you do what's required to get it? It's up to you. And that's where developing your mindset is the next point on our success essentials as we're on this journey this evening together. Because if you don't constantly develop your mindset to support where you're going, your mindset will be the process that will limit you from gaining more because of limited thinking, as you've often heard me say. You can't entertain negativity. You can't entertain that thinking, but many of us do. So this development of your mindset, it's a constant growing. It's a constant expanding your mindset. It's the constant doing whatever you need to do to shift those negative words that have been defeating you, that are causing you to feel defeated, that are not serving you, because there is power in words. And speaking of power of words, whenever I share that, I often share that Coach Adams has a breakout chapter in the Change book number 14, Insight into Empowerment, Self-Empowerment, and a part of a collaboration with a number of different co-authors. Great work. If you're interested in your copy, you can send a text to our team at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, to get your autographed copy of the Change book with Coach Adams' breakout chapter on the power of words. Because when we're talking about develop your mindset, I can never speak about that with talking about the importance of the power of words and the significance of words. Our words that are spoken into our lives, those words that we nurture that are part of our emotional bank account, they will determine where we go, what we achieve, or what we don't. Because if you have the limited thinking based on the words that have been spoken, the words that you have been entertaining, your mindset is now where it is because of those words that have been deposited in you. So we have to constantly be developing our mindset and expanding our thinking, getting into different settings, different circles, so that you're allowing yourself to constantly be stretched and challenged. I'm constantly allowing myself to be stretched and challenged because we have to continue to expand. You cannot allow yourself to stay where you can't expect yourself to want to have these lofty, big goals and achieve that if you don't develop your mindset to support that. It may be limited today, but it doesn't have to stay limited because you have the power through the word deposit that you make on your journey to expand your thinking, to expand your mindset, to break those borders that have limited you and to increase that. Reading is a great way to do that. Connecting with those that are at a different level than you are, great way to do that. Why? Because they will challenge you. Having great mentors, having a great coach, all of this supports you in developing your mindset and increasing and expanding where you are, the limited thinking, to where you are fighting to go. There's no limits, but we have limits because of the stinking thinking, the negativity, and all of the limits that are in our mind because of this 1 to 25 rule that we have received one positive word. It's been stated that we have received one positive word to 25 negative words. So on this journey of essentials for success, number one, I must have a clear vision. I must know where I'm going. Number two, I must set my intentions by planning daily, weekly, monthly, having a system and planning it. Develop my mindset. I must constantly allow my mindset to be expanded and increase my thinking from the limited thinking to a greater, broader thought process. And I can do that in a number of different ways through the words that I deposit within my emotional bank account. I must prioritize. This prioritizing is I must recognize what is most important. You must first identify those things that are important in your life. What is important? See, this is one of the things that I'm coming to realize more and more. You cannot do everything. You just can't. It's not realistic. You can't do everything. And see, fur baby's getting excited like, no, you can't do everything. We must prioritize. But I must first identify what is most important to me on my journey. Is it most important for you to socialize all the time? If that's what's most important, that's what you're yielding in your life. If your family is most important, if your vision is most important, what is most important? You know, one of the things that when I'm speaking with my clients, the biggest challenge is people don't know what's most important to them. They haven't identified that, and that's why this is a part of our success essentials, because when you prioritize, now you're making decisions based on your priorities, and you're now navigating, and your time management is in alignment with what's most important to you based on your priorities. And when you're clear on that, you now make decisions based on that. You know, I am growing to realize that, yes, we, you know, life is about having a balance. But in certain seasons, that balance may not be the traditional balance of what you may think that it should be when you're developing your business, when you're developing your vision. You have to make sacrifices along the way. And that's really what knowing what's most important to you and prioritizing is so important, because it now keeps you in alignment with your priorities. Again, this now becomes the structure, the framework that supports you in how do I make decisions on my journey? How do I decide what I will do and what I will not do based on my priorities? If you are a mother, if you are the number one breadwinner of your family, then that is the number one priority. So what is important in a season may be obviously bringing home the bacon, making the bread, and then other things that are humanitarian, that are in alignment with your vision, they now will be the process of, okay, this is the next priority, focusing on my vision. What does that look like? And so whatever the priorities are for any given season, you need to be clear on identifying what that is and what it looks like, and then navigating on your journey accordingly. So essentials for success. Number one, have a clear vision. Number two, set your intentions. Number three, develop your mindset. Number four, prioritize. Know what's most important to you and prioritize accordingly. And then time management is about managing your priorities. Number five in our essentials on our journey, we must take risks. You know, no matter how hard you want to get away from it, you can't get away from taking risks. This is what I have grown to know to be true, and I'm seeing this more and more on my journey. Our comfort zone does not support your potential and where you're going. Your comfort zone does not support it. Many of us, we're stuck in our comfort zone and we're not achieving our goals because we're staying in those places that are familiar. We're staying in the places that are comfortable. In order for us to reach our potential, we must take risks. We must allow ourselves to be stretched out of our comfort zone. When I look at different decisions that I've made that took a risk, it was essential on the journey. And I'm growing to take more risks. I'm growing to stretch out of my comfort zone even more. So I want to challenge you, if you're allowing yourself to stay in the zone of what's comfortable, what's familiar, you have to stretch out of that comfort zone. Whatever that may look like for you, know that this is an essential for success. Today we're talking about success essentials. We're kind of getting back to basics midway through the year. What is it that I need to reevaluate? What is it that I need to tweak along the way so that as this last half of the year, I'm in a better position to win. I'm in a better position to work my vision. I'm in a better position to achieve my goals. I'm in a better position to see my dreams become a reality because of understanding that there are key essentials to success. Number one, vision. Number two, setting intentions. Number three, developing the right mindset. Number four, prioritizing. Number five, we were just talking about taking risks. And we must take risks regularly. If you're struggling in this or any area, whatever the area is that you may be struggling in, I want to challenge you this week. I want to challenge you to really press in, to really lean into that particular area that I may speak to that is the biggest challenge for you. So, for example, if it is taking risks, I want you to try something different this week. Even if it's a different food, try something different. Take a risk. Once you start to get into that habit of taking the risk, it'll become easier for you to do and you'll become more comfortable in it. So try something new if this is your area of struggle. If you don't know what's most important to you, then this is where you focus. If it's mindset that needs to be developed, then that's where you focus. If it's your intentions and having a clear plan each day, that's where you need to focus. If you just simply are not clear on your vision, that's where you need to start. Notice it's not a coincidence that that's number one, because the clarity on your journey is key. None of this even matters if you don't know where you're going. It doesn't matter. But when you have that, now the other areas are falling into place and are important on the journey of these essentials for success. Vision, intentions, mindset, priorities, taking risks. Number six is perseverance. You have to be steadfast on your journey of purpose. This being steadfast is so important because you can't quit. Ultimately, you have to make the decision that I'm going to pay the price. I'm going to do what's required until when, Coach Adams? Until you get the results that you want. You might be right there at the place of a breakthrough. You know, I was listening to an interview from a, excuse me, I was listening to an interview from a social media influencer, and she was saying that people have said her success happened overnight. And she said, if 25 years is overnight, then, oh, okay, it happened overnight. But why did she share that? She wanted people to know that you may be seeing the most recent few years of the breakthrough and what is happening. But she said behind the scenes, there was a long history of perseverance, a long history of doing and taking steps and putting in the atmosphere. You know, I can say that for myself. There's been milestone breakthroughs here and there, but there's been a history of persevering. If I had quit 8 years ago, we wouldn't have Motivational Mondays. When I think about that, I've been on the air 8 years now, started out with just the thought of this show, and it's been the little engine that could. And I often share that I pay to be on the airwaves to come and bring insight into empowerment. I come and be here because of my vision, because of my purpose, and my desire to empower others on their journey. And this is a platform that I can bring you free to the airwaves. It costs someone. It doesn't cost you, but it costs me behind the scenes that I can bring you empowerment so that you now have tools to pull from your toolbox. So I love Mondays. I really do, because it gives me the platform to do that. And that's within my wheelhouse. It's who I've been created to be. I'm an edifier, an encourager. I'm one who inspires others and supports them on their journey as a coach, as a speaker, as a trainer, as all of those different hats that come together and make up who I am in my assignment. But there's been years of not quitting, years of persevering. I just shared with you one aspect, and that is Motivational Mondays, because you're tuned in today, and that's been 8 years. But there's been other longer time than that in other areas that complement who I am. And so I want you to know that perseverance, you can't get away from perseverance. Perseverance is a part of the journey. You can't quit. You have to be steadfast and focused on your vision and what that looks like. One of the other things that I've grown to realize in recent years on my journey that has really become an essential for me is that it's important, this law of reflection. It's important to reflect, to take the time to really appreciate where you have been on your journey and where you're going. Because when you take the time to reflect, reflection allows your growth to catch up with you. So often we can be in the movement of it. I was speaking with a dear associate of mine, and she had read my bio, and she said, I didn't know you had accomplished all of that. And sometimes I'm like, yeah, I didn't know I accomplished all of that either, because we can get busy in the movement of the momentum and just kind of get in the, you know, and forget. And so reflecting can be really encouraging for you because it shows you the gap that you once had and how you may not see the results of what you may have wanted at the rate of what you've desired. But when you can see that the gap is closing, that becomes encouraging. When I look back at different things and I'm like, wow, I may not have yet accomplished all. There's still so much more, and I'm in process with that. But when I reflect back, I can see what has been accomplished because of taking the time to reflect. And this reflection has been so important to me, again, in recent years that I've realized the importance of it, because you can lose focus and start to get discouraged because of where you may not be as of yet and not appreciate where you've been. And that is so important. So often we constantly can look at the glass being half empty instead of appreciating the fullness of the glass. So if you are struggling in this area of appreciating the journey that you've been on, I'm not saying don't fight for more. I'm not saying don't fight to achieve more. I'm not saying that. I'm in the process of fighting for that myself. Believe me. But I'm saying take the time to appreciate the fullness of the journey and glean the lessons that you can along the way. Why? Because when you can glean the lessons, you know, one of my favorite quotes is the quote by, as I'm having a brain freeze because I'm dealing with symptoms and I'm on medication today. Edison. Woo! Thomas Edison. One of my favorite quotes by Thomas Edison, and it's the essence of the quote is this, that he didn't fail, but rather he found 1,500 ways that didn't work. Something around that, right? Why do I appreciate that as a quote? I appreciate that because the focus is not on the failure, but it's on finding new ways until you get to what you desire. And when you can look at it from that point of view, every opportunity doesn't work gives us insight so we can shift and tweak and evolve and grow, which is the next. So that's maximizing the insight that we've gleaned on our journey so that we can move to the next level. But there is great wisdom and insight that comes from taking the time to reflect and appreciate the journey that you've been on, the good, the not so good, the highs, the lows, the ups, the downs, what worked, what didn't work. Don't miss that, because valuable insight can be gleaned in those moments of reflection. And so I encourage you to take the time to appreciate the fullness of your journey and glean the insight that you can, so that our next point in our essentials for success is evolve and grow. Constantly evolving, constantly growing. Never stop learning. Constantly evolving, constantly growing, never stop learning. So maximize the insight that you have gleaned on your journey along the way and use that to support you in moving to the next level. It is amazing how quickly time flies. Wow. The time got away from me today with the 8 points that I shared. If you missed any of it, let me just give you a quick recap. Number one, vision. Number two, set your intentions. Number three, develop your mindset. Number four, prioritize. Number five, take a risk. Take constant risk. Number six, perseverance. Don't quit. Number seven, reflect. Appreciate the journey and the fullness. Number eight, evolve, grow, and learn. Ever evolving, ever growing, ever learning. I want to share with you that, you know, sometimes on our journey, we need support along the way. And that's where I come in as a personal and professional life coach, an empowerment coach to support you. So I want you to know that I'm here for you. I want to partner with you. If you want support on your journey, text coaching to this number, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Know that I have a full circle of empowerment to support you, private masterminds on specific topics through my full circle, my one-on-one coaching, group coaching, awesome opportunities available for you. No excuse not to move to the next level. The question that you have to ask yourself, because your goals deserve your input. You have to input the work for your goals to become a reality. You have to put forth the effort. You have to move and execute. You can't just be sitting on the bench and watching the game of life pass you by. You have to be in the game. And so don't lose focus on your goals. I say this regularly. You have to evaluate and ask yourself, what are you willing to do differently? You've gotten certain results up to this point, but what are you willing to do differently to get greater results and to truly live the life that you really desire? And you deserve that, and it is possible. And so I want you to know that having the right people, the right person on your team can really make a difference. It is key in this process, and I would love to support you. So know that it's in your hands to determine, do I need to shake things up? Do I need to get out of my comfort zone? Do I need to try something differently? And one-on-one coaching may be the very thing that you need. A coaching partnership may be the winning difference for you to move to the next level in this second quarter of the year. 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. I have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome. If you're not a part of it, we want to continue the conversation with you. So please just simply ask to join. Visit my website at coachadams.com, coachadams.com. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I thank each and every one of you who have opted to tune in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. I thank you, our valued, faithful listeners, because without you, there would be no Motivational Mondays, and we do it all specifically for you. So we trust that you're getting great insight and wisdom from week to week, that you're adding to your toolbox on your journey so that you can be more equipped in the position to win, to work your vision, achieve your goals, and living out your dreams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.